And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Wayne Cotto today, co-hosting today. Of course, Rick and Corey are up at the big PCS show, last day up in Costa Mesa, and we have a fantastic guest for you today from the Polaris Supreme out of C4 Sport Fishing. We have Aliar Hajinabi here, the captain of the Polaris Supreme. We're going to be talking some fishing and be giving away some great prizes, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we have a lot going on in this studio. We've got Aliar and myself who have been running back and forth from the PCS show up in Orange County. And boy, was it a busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
It was crowded. But boy, everybody was having so much fun. The excitement was there. Everybody was buying things, sitting in seminars. All the captains and the tackle
beautiful
stores.
Weather.
Oh, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
A little windy out there. I feel sorry for the people outside with their
The wind is good because people weren't on the water. They
exactly.
were at the show, right?
They couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah. Good morning, Aliar.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, and thanks for coming in this morning, and hopefully everybody got their clocks set right. I think today everything's so automatic. It's like you kind of get it's done anyway, right?
Yeah.
It was a little different coming in the dark, though, but we'll get adjusted to it. But the good news is, tonight, we get an extra hour of daylight, so that's really going to be cool.
Yeah, it's a nice change.
Yeah, for sure. So what's been happening on the Polaris Supreme?
So we're just wrapping up our boat work couple months, and we painted the boat this year. That was our big project.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole boat?
Everything besides the house. So the inside bulwarks, outside bait tank. Tackle area. So.
Wow. Hull, too?
Yeah, the whole hull.
Yeah. Whoa, big project.
Yeah, super big.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Now, how long does it take? How long will that paint job last?
Hopefully 7 years.
7 years,
yeah.
Because the new paints today, or the LP paints, are pretty durable.
Yeah, we're going to try to touch it up more over the years. We didn't do that too much the last 5 years, so touch it up more, wax it, try to make it last a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Great. And so you're going to be ready to go Friday because you're going fishing, right?
Yep. We're going to go on a 3-day trip on Friday. We got Coast Guard this Tuesday, so after we're done with that, we're ready to fish.
Wow. And so and there's space available.
Yeah, there's 12 open spots.
12 open spots to go on the Polaris, which doesn't happen very often on the Polaris Supreme.
No, not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that in mind,
you're going to be chasing bluefin.
Yeah, we'll be fishing for bluefin, offshore trip.
Yeah, it's totally offshore.
Yeah, the weather looks really good, too.
Does it?
Yeah, so
long,
that's nice.
Long range forecast for it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks nice, which is perfect for going offshore.
Yeah, and just starting out the season looking around, it's nice to look around in good weather.
And you know kind of where they are, right? I mean, the general vicinity, watching the weather charts or water charts and stuff, it's kind of you've got it kind of pinned down to the general area.
Yeah, they can swim. That's what's
yeah,
saying.
That's
so,
the thing, yeah.
3-day trip gives you time to look around. But I mean, yeah, we have good, you know, water charts, subsurface sea temps. You have a better idea, but they're fish. You know, they swim around.
So. Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But the trip is a definite go.
Definite go, yeah.
So if somebody wants to go, how much is the trip?
I think $1,200, yeah.
Yeah, and that includes all your food?
All your food. The only thing it doesn't include is permits.
Permits.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need basically a Mexican fishing license. Or,
yeah, Mexican fishing license,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, to go on that. Mm-hmm. So that's a great deal. And you could be the first one to kind of clean up on bluefin this year.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, definitely. So give us an idea for our listeners that may not be familiar with Polaris Beam, what the boat's like.
Yeah, so it's a sister ship to the American Angler, the Royal Star. It was built in 1985. It's a big boat, but as far as long range boats, it's not the biggest boat. I like it a lot. It's like the perfect size, 90 feet by 25 feet. We take 24 people max. So a 90 foot boat with 24 people is already an ultra limited load. And you have 12 staterooms, 2 people per stateroom. You got 2 chefs on the boat, 5 crew members. It's a really nice layout. I like it a lot, driving the boat. It fishes like a small boat, which is really cool for a big boat.
Yeah, it is. And I've fished many, many times with Tommy Rockley when he owned it on the Polaris Beam. Super comfortable. And 24 is it. You cannot cheat that. That's the max
people
you can ever take.
Yeah, it's all the bunks you
have. And it's like having your own yacht, really, when you fish aboard the Polaris Beam.
Yeah, super comfortable.
Super comfortable boat.
Yeah.
Great ride. It's that Bill Poole aluminum solid ride. And just a really fantastic boat.
Yeah, if you haven't gone on one of these boats, you really got to check it out, you know, like one of these long-range boats, especially on a 3-day trip. Like, it's just so comfortable. You can fish. We fish a lot outside the 118 line a lot. We know we fish west a lot now, so it's really nice to be on a big boat because it gets windy out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So tell us about your start. I know you're a Dana Point guy, right?
Yeah, Dana Point, yep.
Yeah. And how did you start your career in the fishing world?
I started up there working since I was pretty young. You know, I'd go scrub the boat kind of like a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Around 12, 13 years old, and then I just worked through high school on mostly the Clemente out of there.
Yeah.
And then I did that. I came down here. I worked on the Qualifier 105 a little bit, the Shogun with Aaron. Then I went back up to Dana Point for a little bit, and I went squid fishing, commercial squid fishing, running a light boat. And then
what was that like?
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, it's just aggressive fishing. It's fun. You know, it's a nice change. It's cool to see something else, you know.
Yeah.
Besides, like, taking passengers, it's nice to see something else, you know.
Yeah. So, and where would you fish mostly?
You could fish from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco.
Wow.
Wherever the fish
Depends
are, you kind of go,
the,
yeah.
Where the squid were.
Exactly.
Wow.
When you're doing that, yeah, you go wherever the squid is.
So were you running the actual boat that would do the wrap?
No, the light boat. So you got the purse seiner and then you got the light boat.
Okay, the light boat, and then the purse seiner boat comes and wraps the light
boat. Exactly.
That must be a little crazy feeling, huh, when they surround you?
When it's nice weather, it's not too bad. But when you're setting in like 20, 25 knots of wind, the neck can taco down on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good experience. I liked it a lot. Like, maybe one day I'll go back to it, you know, in 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, just have the Supreme keep running and just go do that for fun.
Go do that for fun.
Yeah, just mix it up.
Yeah. And so then after the light boat, what happened?
I came down here. I worked with Andrew on the Pacifica a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked Booger, it was actually Booger, I said, I want to get my own boat, and he introduced me to Frank, and I talked to Frank, and Frank made this all happen, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good timing.
When did you get your captain's license?
Oh, when I was 19.
19?
Yeah, 19.
Wow.
Yeah, I ran some boats out of Dana Point, too, around 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how old are you now?
33.
33, and you got your own beautiful long-range vessel.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, right, Rain?
What a great track right there.
And such a beautiful boat, and your success. When did you start on the Polaris Beam?
We got it in 2021. We started fishing. Yeah.
Your success has been amazing.
Yeah, we got super lucky.
Yeah.
Super lucky.
Good timing.
Yeah.
So what's your secret? I mean, you've been just dominating the bluefin scene out there.
Lots of luck.
Well, your record's pretty good. Everybody's following you now.
catching lots of fish.
The crew's really good. You know, they really are.
Yeah.
And we're a fishing boat. Like, we go out there to fish.
Yeah.
You know, so that helps. Yeah, you go out there to fish.
Yeah. And you have a lot of loyal passengers, too.
Yeah, lots of them. And they're good fishermen. They listen. So that, the listening helps a lot.
Yeah. So what typically, okay, on this trip that goes Friday, which, by the way, there's availability. You could book at PolarisSupreme.com, right?
Yeah, or you can call Lindsay, 619-706-3634. If you have any questions, you can call her. We leave at 7 a.m. We're going to leave early.
On Friday.
Friday, 7 a.m., yep.
Yeah, and then you'll be back Monday.
Monday, like 6 a.m. probably.
6 a.m.
Yeah, it depends. It could be a little bit later. We're not turning around that day on a trip, so
yeah,
we could definitely spend longer if we have to.
So when the people come aboard on Friday, you're going to head out. What kind of tips do you give them?
So anytime we fish bluefin, you want to bring stuff from anywhere from catching a 20-pound fish to a 200-pound fish because they mix up a lot. You know, you could see small fish, big fish. So we kind of broke it down to, like, anytime you come on a trip, you're going to bring five setups. You're going to bring, like, a small fish fly line setup, a medium-large fish fly line setup, and then you're going to have, a big fish sinker rig setup, and you're going to have – we're telling everybody to bring two nighttime setups now.
Two nighttime setups? Why two?
Because you're going to have – fish are finicky at night, too. You know, they're starting to get real finicky the last couple of years. So it's important to have, like, a finesse nighttime setup for, like, smaller fish. Like, you could do a 100-pound Spectra to a 100-pound leader, and then a smaller jig, like a 180-gram tungsten. And then you're going to bring your other nighttime setup with, same thing, 100-pound Spectra. We go to, like, a 200-pound fluoro leader and, like, a 250, 300-gram jig. So those two setups right there will get you covered.
Yeah, and what would be the scenario where you'd use one over the other?
If I'm stopping on just straight small fish, you'll use the small one. But if we're stopping on big fish or mixed up fish, you have to use the other one.
The other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, do you have to get down to them faster? Or is it just...
No, getting down is not really the problem. I mean, sometimes it can be, but they're just finicky, you know. Like, for me, I don't need to really go on deck unless we have 15 fish going or something, you know. So I get to sit there and I get to watch what the fish is doing the whole time. And a lot of times we're blown past the fish. The lures are just flying past the fish. You know, they're sinking way too fast. And a lot of times people are getting bites and they have no idea they're getting a bite.
Really?
They're just stopping it real quick. If you're not paying attention to your lure falling, you've gotten multiple bites. Like, I'll stop on a school, a big school, where there's about 40 fathoms of fish under the boat. That's a very, very large school.
Yeah.
And I look over and everybody's got their elbows on the rail. They have no idea. They're probably getting stopped. And the fish is spitting it out so quick. So it's that light jig helps a lot, you know.
So how do you avoid that? How do you avoid – how do you know – how do you get to know when you're getting bit?
So just – you got to listen to the guy driving the boat and the crew. So if I'm always telling people. So I'm telling them, like, you guys need to change your jigs. We're blowing past the fish. And believe it or not, a lot of people will not change their lure. You know, sometimes they have to literally have the crew members go up, cut their lure off, and put our lure on.
Wow.
You'd be amazed.
You're cutting off my favorite jig is why.
Yeah, you'd be amazed. I mean, if you watch the nighttime fishing, there's always, just like daytime fishing, there's one to three guys that are catching all the fish, getting all the bites.
Right.
You know, our crew hooks a lot of the fish and hands them off, a lot. So
because they're listening to the captain.
And they're out there every single day. I mean, these crew members are fishing 200 nights a year. I mean, how do you – you can't – you're just not going to get that in a tackle shop. These guys are out there every single day, so you really got to listen to them.
Yeah.
It's important.
So do you go back to more of the jigs that do the fluttering as they go down?
For me, you know, for me, just on my boat, we like to fish lures. We think it's much more fishier. It falls slower. That's what we like to do. Some people like to fish the sinkers. For us on our boat, we always stick with a lure.
So like what? Like, give an example of what lures you guys recommend on the
Spring. You know, a really good lure is a SK jig because it comes stock with really good hooks. It's hard to find a lure that comes with good hooks. There's probably some out there. I just don't spend much time on land to know. So those Daiwa SK jigs, it's really good for the price. You get a lure with good hooks on it. Some of these other lures you buy at a tackle shop, they have really thin wire hooks. Those hooks will straighten out on 50-pound fish.
Wow.
So on our tackle seminar, we say if you have a lure with thin wire hooks, you need to let us know. We cut them off, and we'll put good hooks on for you. West Coast Rigger makes really good jigs. The tungstens are really good. But same thing, we're always fishing the smallest jig we can get away with. You can't come on the boat and just tie a 400-gram lure on and be like, I'm going to catch a 500-pounder. That's just not how it works, you know. It's always the smallest jig we can get away with is what we're fishing.
Yeah, the smaller is better, generally speaking. When do you go larger?
You know, we never really go larger than 300 grams, you know. What we do, too, is we cast our passengers downswell. So you're eliminating people like to fish heavier jigs because they think they're not getting down to the fish. Their line's angling way out, which is that's not good, you know. So what we do is we cast downswell, which lets your lure fall better. You know, you're not the boat's not going away from your line. So we'll have 15 passengers lined up. If they're not comfortable casting, we're all just casting them out, handing them the rod back. They let it sink. Once it comes vertical, if they haven't got a bite, they wind up and start over.
Yeah, get back in line.
Once you start, if it's blowing 15 knots and you start winding up halfway and dropping back down, and you're on the upwind side of the boat, you're angled way away from your lure. You know, by that time, it's just wind up and start over.
Straight up and down is much better.
Oh, 100%. And that's
when you're going to get the bite.
100%.
Yeah.
So
I want to go back to guys missing bites.
Yeah.
How do we avoid missing bites?
You got to pay attention. It's so fast sometimes for me, too. Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, what just happened there?
Yeah.
Because
I've missed a lot of bites. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, how did I miss that bite?
Yeah. So just you hold your rod in your hand ready to go. Like, I like to just hold it in my hand ready to go. My hand's on the lever. So as soon as it bites, in gear, start winding, and don't set the hook. Once you set the hook and you put that slack in your line, it's not good. You know, you could definitely lose your fish that way.
Just wind
through the bite, and they'll eat it and start swimming towards the boat sometimes. So you just got to keep winding. Take, you know, 20, 30 cranks before you drop it back in free spool if you think you lost your fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Swings are free, but you don't want to swing.
Yeah. No swinging.
No swinging. Just wind.
Just wind through the bite. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Assist hooks versus treble hooks on your jig.
Oh, assist hooks, 100%.
Where do you put the hooks?
On the bottom.
Two hooks on the bottom.
Yep.
That's two hooks on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. Simple, super simple, super easy. If you put a hook on the bottom, a hook on top, you'll get one hook in the mouth. The other hook goes on the side of the fish, and you pull on a 50-pound fish for a long time. It's coming up sideways, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious. I want to go back up to the two nighttime jigging deals. So you say lighter is better. But you have a heavy, you know, a 180 and a 300.
Yeah.
So why not just fish the 180 the whole time?
It just depends. Sometimes you can, but I like to fish, if it's bigger fish, like 60-pound fish or bigger, I like to fish like a 250-gram jig.
Uh-huh.
You know, it gets down a little bit faster, but it's still not blown past the fish.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
That smaller fish, when we're fishing those 20 to 40-pound fish, they get real excited. They'll get like, you know, 15 fathoms, 20 fathoms below the boat, shallow. They get up real higher in the water column, so you can get away with that 180-gram. But that 40 to 100-pound fish is 25 to 40 fathoms under the boat.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so
but that 180 tungsten sinks faster than a 250 or 300 regular jig, right?
Yeah.
Just because of the density.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going down at a pretty good sink rate still.
Yeah.
On 180.
Yeah, and it just depends on how the fish is acting. The fish doesn't act the same every single night, right? You know what I mean? So it just depends. Sometimes they're skittish and stuff, or they're not spreading out too long. So it's like, okay, guys, use a 300-gram jig. So it just depends how they're acting.
Aliar is going fishing on Friday.
Yeah.
He's not running the boat, he's fishing. Give us a rundown of what jigs are you taking? What are the jigs that you're going to take to go nighttime fishing?
Have to take these.
I would just take 150-gram to 350-gram jigs, you know. I'll get you covered.
Like your assortment. So you're going to bring 100, is it going to be a tungsten jig or is it just a regular jig?
Yeah, tungsten. I mean, the crew catches a lot of fish on those Daiwa jigs. You'd be amazed on how many fish.
It doesn't necessarily have to be tungsten.
No, it does not have to be. I mean, if you can afford it, it's definitely something good to have in your tackle box, for sure. Something good to have. But I'm telling you right now, probably 75-80% of the fish that come off that Supreme are on the Daiwa jig.
On the SK jig.
Yeah. I buy them at just 100 at a time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you have them on the boat.
Anything we have on the boat, yeah.
Does color matter?
No.
Color doesn't matter.
No.
Because it's nighttime, right?
Yeah, keep your flashlights at home. You don't need to glow your lure.
To glow in the dark? No, it doesn't matter.
No.
That doesn't matter.
No, not at all. Yeah. I've never put a flashlight on my lure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, gotta get a glow on here. It's like,
the phases we go through.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. We already picked up a lot of tips from Aliar here. He's a pro when it comes to catching bluefin, for sure.
Boy, have we. And boy, do we have a great price for you guys today. One lucky caller or texter is going to get a $250 gift certificate on the Player Supreme out of Seaford Sports Fishing, thanks to Aliar, plus two tickets to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in San Diego.
Yeah, which is coming up here after this weekend, the March 19th through the 22nd. That $250 gift card that you're giving away on the Polaris Supreme is, you can use it on any available trip.
Yep.
Like you could go Friday.
Yeah, you just call Lindsay, tell her.
Call Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I won this on Let's Talk Hookup, and
yep.
I want to go fishing.
Yep.
Yeah. I know in our booth, and thanks to you and Frank, we're giving away as part of the Rollo, fundraiser that we're doing in our booth, both in Costa Mesa as well as San Diego. We're giving away a trip on April 7th. April 8th. Mm-hmm. Another 3-day trip. It's a 2-day trip,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool. And there's space available on that trip too.
I have to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you guys, if you want to go on the Polaris Supreme, this Friday is an opportunity that doesn't come up very often.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next trip after that?
We have one. Well, if we go on this one and we catch fish, we're just going to put a trip up for, you know, a couple days later.
Like, okay.
Our next trip goes the following Friday.
The following
as of right
Friday.
Now, yeah. Okay. But if we catch fish and we see decent sign of fish where we feel like we can make a catch, we'll just start putting trips up.
Yeah. And the way the weather's been, man.
Yeah, I hope
take
so.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially going this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the number one boat out there and catching the tuna, and you want to get on this boat because this is one of the operations that the first complaint you have is, I can't get on this boat.
Yeah.
So you want to take advantage of it. He opens the trip up, get on it now. Be one of the heroes to go out there and get that first bluefin. We're going to have a really good show. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated at U.S. only.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're in the studio with Aliar from the Polaris Supreme, talking everything fishing. We have a...
Okay, so our phones are up and down today. So if you've been trying to get through, so now that it looks like they're up, so let's go and try and jump into it while we can.
Let's try to take John from Colorado Springs. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. What great weather. My question to Aliar is, You think we'll get into Wahoo this year?
Do you think we're going to get into Wahoo this year?
All right.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This past year, you had a phenomenal fall.
Yeah, it was good.
Big fish.
Yeah, big ones.
Yeah. And with the warmer water, does that bode well for...
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I like the warm water, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun fishing on the longer trips.
Yeah.
Kelp paddy fish, too. That was cool.
Maybe we'll get some local stuff.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Wahoo with the Whistler Buoy.
When do you start the longer trips on the Polaris Spring?
September.
September.
Yeah, late. We have one, like, leaves on August 31st, I think.
And are you doing 8- and 10-day trips?
Yeah, we have one 10-day and then 5 or 6 8-day trips.
5 or 6 8-day yeah. trips. Are they all full already?
I think 1 8-day has a few openings.
Okay.
I think we just opened it up. The Target wow. Master couldn't fill it, so if you look online, you'll see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in January,
yes.
because the fishing was so good, you're going to run 5-day trips.
Yeah, 5-day trips.
And wow.
We do it already in December. You know, we do 5-day right. trips, and we had really good yellowfin tuna fishing, bluefin tuna, very good yellowtail fishing along the coast. So we're going to do a 5-day every Tuesday in January.
Same thing.
Same
every
thing.
Tuesday in January,
yeah.
a 5-day trip.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a super cool trip, especially
yeah.
in that time of the year. There's not many boats out, so
yeah,
it's a good variety trip.
Well, right. And those are up on the schedule at PolarisSupreme.com
yep.
right now.
Yeah. Okay. We had that Christmas trip's been good fishing the last since we've had the boat on that Christmas 5-day trip, so we just kind of added to that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Wayne, you have a good text, huh?
Yeah, we got John in Rancho San Diego asking, hey, great show. Love the fishing on the Polaris Supreme when he can get on. Captain Aliard is incredible. And Dave from Shimano was on yesterday, and we were talking a lot of things, spinning reels.
Uh-huh.
So his question is, do you think that the high-end spinning reels like a Stella in the Twin Power or a Saragossa have an application on the Polaris Supreme?
Those Stellas are really good. They catch a lot of big fish on them, and we've had some guys fish them when we're fishing foamer fish, and they do really good because they're not. Some people get so excited they backlash on their cast when we're coming up to a foamer, and those guys with the spinners definitely do very, very good, especially with that Stella. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and
bring
it. You can get a bait away much easier. You don't have to swing as hard.
Yeah.
Get a bait away on a spinning reel.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question about it. I have another great text here from Mike in San Diego. Good morning. Great show. As always, Aliar is such a wealth of knowledge, and his boat is top-notch. I learn so much every time I ride it. I wanted to expand on the two nighttime jig setups. What size rod and reel and line size do you use on the small and large jig rigs?
So it just depends on what kind of setup you want. Like if you're going to go, you can go speed jigging. Like you can use a PE 5, I think it's 5'8", what is it? 5'10", I think is the number. And there's another one, 6'10", maybe. That's a good rod. And then the reel, you could do like a Monster Game PE 7 or a PE 8. Those two reels are really good for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, that rod, you have to, have good control with the rod. So like in,
you can't rail it. You can't. You have
yeah,
to point it at the fish.
We have a lot of problems getting in the prop, you know, with that rod.
Yeah.
You have to really be able to control that rod.
It's an advanced rod.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could learn it. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you come on the boat, the whole crew's using those rods, so
yeah.
it will help you. But another good way to go is those Talikas are so good. That's what we have for our loaner gear on the boat, a Talika 20. That's what
Talika
we use.
20.
Yeah. And then you could just pick whatever heavy rod you want to use. We have them on 1x3s, 2x4s. That's what we use. They're light. The Talika's light. And that's a really good setup. So you could go either way. And if I was going to do two setups for my big setup, I definitely have a Talika 20 or 25 on a 1x3 or 2x4. Those are our rental rods. And then your lighter small fish rod, small jig, you could go with like a Talika 16. You can downgrade mm-hmm. and then fish a little bit lighter rod.
Yeah. 100 pound top shot on both of those?
Well, we're just fishing. We fill our reels up full with Spectra, 100-pound Spectra.
100-pound Spectra.
And then...
Even the 16?
Yeah, we just fish 100-pound Spectra because once you get guys fishing 65 or 80-pound Spectra, we start selling each other off pretty big.
Big.
And that 100-pound Spectra, we're a sport boat. We're going to tangle. It's
yeah.
going to happen. It's really forgiving. Well, we'll get in a 5 or 6 fish tangle, and we're able to still save the fish on that 100-pound Spectra. But we've had it where one guy's fishing 65-pound Spectra, and he just starts sawing us off.
Oh, boy.
The whole boat. So,
yeah
we fish 100-pound Spectra on both, and then your smaller setup, you're going to fish 100-pound fluoro, your bigger setup, 200-pound fluoro, and we don't fish a very big leader, you know, 4 feet.
4 feet.
Yeah, 4 feet. You could do wind-on longer, but if you try to do a big knot with that heavy a line and it goes through your guides, it's going to mess you up, and you need to be able to cast downswell.
Yeah. So a loop-to-loop connection?
Yeah, you can do that. Yep.
That hurts your thumb, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that new CalStar that we gave away last weekend.
The 84H.
The 84H, that might be perfect with that. Either the Talica 20.
Yeah.
Might be an ideal. Yeah. So either the H or the XH.
In your travels, catching all these bluefin and the bigger fish, have you ever had a guy get spooled? You know, the old days, we got spooled because we were on the lighter reels. The older reels didn't have as much drag. We've had dropbacks on the long-range trips, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know of anybody getting spooled, but I'm curious if you've seen it. Because new reels have so much drag.
I think the only time, I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but one, you're either fishing maybe too light a drag where you're just letting the fish do whatever it wants, or two, I've seen it one time where we got close, but it's because the reel wasn't filled up completely with spectra. You know what I mean? It was a pretty big fish, like a 250-pounder snag.
When you're talking about the spectra or the Power Pro that you're using, metered. You want it metered, right?
Yeah, but for me, like, I don't like to get 10 meter, 30, whatever it is. I just go every 100 feet. Like, the Iser line makes a good one. It's every 100 feet. It changes color. It's easier to control. I think, like, every 30 feet is pretty hard on that. At least my brain.
The 100 foot, the offshore, that Power Pro offshore is over 100 feet. Yeah.
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 I wish it was consistent.
Way too much counting there.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you come on the boat with, like, say your reel's filled up with 100 pound spectra and it's white, I tell them on the seminar, we'll just mark it every 100 feet for you. We can do that too. But if the color's a better way to go for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, market.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Well, it's hard to keep track of those colors when it's a small amount. The problem, I wish it was consistent on the meters, on how the length on all those colored lines, because you don't know whose line you have on the reel when you borrow other people's, or you know, you're moving around boat reels and whatever.
Let's jump back in the phones.
How about Mike in Long Beach? What's going on, Mike? Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
They dropped.
I guess we lost.
Okay, Robert in Canyon Country. What's going on, Robert?
All dropped.
Oh, okay, so we're having issues with the phones again.
All right, let's go back into the text. We got Alex from San Carlos. Good morning. This is Alex from San Carlos. I'd love to take my wife on a trip, but curious on what the situation on the staterooms are. And I'm sure she would feel more comfortable if we had our own room. Also, where on the boat are the quieter staterooms? Or do you have it? Or, you know, because it's noisy by the engine room normally.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet overall. I'd say it's not too loud down there. It's pretty nice, and it's super easy to bring your wife on the boat. You just call Lindsay, same phone number, 619-706-3634. You tell her you're going to bring your wife, and she'll set you guys up on a stateroom. That way you're comfortable.
Some of my favorite staterooms on the long-range boats are right by the engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it mulls you to sleep, and it's the smoothest part of the boat.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I like the home back there.
Yeah, it's nice back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, another good one here. Ted in San Diego says, good morning, gents. Went on the Polaris Supreme a few years ago, but have not been able to get back on due to the popularity, and it's typically sold out on dates that I'm looking at. In April, I'm looking at some dates and the schedule openings. Captain Allaire, what's your target species for April midweek open party two-day trips? I need to get back on the water.
Hopefully bluefin.
Yeah.
And if you see a trip that's full, you can just call Lindsay and tell her you want to be on the wait list.
Okay.
People cancel. It happens.
All the time.
Yeah, it happens more than you think.
Yeah, you get on the wait list and you just say, hey, I'm looking for a 3-day or a 5-day or an 8-day or whatever, or a 2-day. Put me on the wait list and she'll get on the trips.
Yeah. Exactly.
So April 2-day, there's certainly a chance for kelp patty yellow too. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That time of the year. Mm-hmm. But it's an offshore trip.
Yeah, unless there's like some bad weather where we can't go out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But and weather generally speaking, if you have a 2-day trip and the weather just looks really bad, is it a possibility you might cancel that?
Yeah, if we feel like we can't, it's going to be dangerous. We won't risk it taking people out. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
the whole fleet pretty much is on that same program.
Pretty much,
yeah.
You don't want to do that.
No, it's bad business.
Yeah, for sure.
It's no fun for anybody on the boat, including the crew. So we got another one from Ralph and Menifee. Good morning, everyone. What a great show already. Some fantastic tips from Captain Aliar. My question is for the captain. My heaviest outfit I own is a Shimano Speedmaster 16 with a 100-pound braid and 80-pound top shot on it with a similar rated rod. I want to jump on one of the upcoming two-day trips, but I realize I might be undergunned. Do you have any heavier-rated rentals that are available for me?
Yeah, we have about 20 nighttime heavier setups, I guess you'd call it, ready to go. They're all Talica reels, so you just walk on the boat, you let a crew member know, and we'll get you one.
Awesome.
So you don't need to let Lindsay know ahead of time?
No, we have it all. No,
you have it.
You can let Lindsay know, but we have a lot of gear on the boat, so you can just walk up.
Don't have
to
worry about it.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, would that include the heavy and the light setups that you were talking about?
Yeah, we have every we don't have too many light setups, but we can make it work. We'll make it work. We'll make sure. Either way, we're always going to make sure you have the right setup to catch a fish.
The changes there. All right. Wow. Lot going on there for sure. Mm-hmm. Some great texts coming through. Again, we're having issues with the phone. The engineer at the fan is trying. We're going to keep you posted. Keep trying on the phones. Keep calling 833-288-0973. Again, $250 gift card from the Polaris Supreme, and of course, two tickets to the PCS show in Del Mar coming up March 19th through the 22nd. Are you going to be at the Del Mar show?
No, hopefully we'll be fishing.
You'll be fishing that day, yeah.
I hope so. We'll see what happens.
That'll be the idea. But you'll be back up at the PCS show today?
Today, yeah.
You'll be in the C4 Sport mm-hmm. fishing booth?
Yep.
Okay, so you can go by and meet Allier and talk to him. Book a trip?
No, I'm not. Lindsay's smarter than I am with that.
Yeah. But you can guide.
I can help you.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so DJ in San Diego says, I've got 30 days on the water scheduled on the Polaris Supreme. He's obviously a big fan. This year, I'm going to go Friday. Mid-season last year was nice surprise to find new rocket launchers on the tackle storage area. Did you make any other changes during your maintenance period?
Let me think. No, just most. We did a lot of stuff where you can't see. We did a lot of stuff with the fish hold. We did new condensers in all the fish hold, a couple new compressors. It was definitely time to do that. So we did do some changes, but to the eye, you're just going to see the paint job, everything. We deep cleaned everything, steam cleaned the galley, the bunk room. So
the name's in black instead of red now.
Yeah, we changed it.
Yeah, right?
I wanted to change it since the beginning.
Was it my eyes? Because I saw it last week.
Yeah, the rub rail's black.
It's all black now.
Yeah.
It was different color, right?
Yeah, it was orange and blue. It's black and gray now.
Black and gray.
Yeah.
And that's new this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name being in black there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rocket launchers are kind of, everybody gets a shot at the rocket launchers?
Yeah, that's like the rocket launchers. We have them on the bow and on the stern. It's like first come, first serve with those. Uh-huh. But everybody has, they get assigned 4 rod holders per person. And then there's plenty of rod holders up top on the upper deck, 4 to the house. So there's plenty. You can bring a lot of rods.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
What about your galley? What about the food?
Food's really good. We got Damon in there. We got Nestor in there. Nestor's been working
long.
Royal Star,
Royal Star years ago.
Yeah, and Damon has worked with us a little bit. RP, he does really good food. You always have an assistant. He's putting snacks out, so it's very good food.
Yeah.
It's super comfortable. If you haven't been on the boat, you got to come check it out.
It's like 5-star meals.
Yeah, it's really good.
People, yeah. Like, what's your favorite meal on the boat?
I like the biscuits and gravy for breakfast.
Biscuits and gravy
for
breakfast.
Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot, yeah.
You have a favorite dinner?
Nestor does the chicken enchiladas. They're the best I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I remember those. He used to do those at the Royal Star.
Yeah. I don't know how he makes them so good.
It's like, it's chicken enchilada. Come on. What'd you do to make them so good?
He does prime rib. He does, this year we were doing prime rib and lobster was a good one. Spiny lobster.
Oh,
on the longer trip.
Wow.
So that was really good.
Wow.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's cool. It's fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, you're going to eat very well.
Yeah, you're going to eat good. You're going to sleep comfortable.
Super comfortable.
Yes, air conditioning. So you got to come check it out.
Yeah.
It'll spoil you, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Once you start going on this kind of thing, where you're getting the meals included, 3 squares and 2 snacks a day, and you get all the staterooms and the showers and the good fishing and the holds and the space, the rod holders, it spoils you. It's hard to get on a smaller boat after that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, hey, we got Ted from San Diego going, hey, good morning, gents. Wow, 25 minutes in the show and tremendous information delivered. Captain Allier, when you outlined the 2 nighttime rigs for speed jigging outfits, rail rod or a combination of styles, does one casting downwind from the bow and then walk your lure on the windward side? And then he said, there's going to be a run on SK jigs at PCS now. Thanks.
So, you can do it on the bow too, just like you do on the stern. You know, you cast down when you walk your line around. So definitely do it on the bow. There's like, when we're driving around at night, there's a group of people just on the bow ready to go.
Does your boat drift stern?
Yeah, it's like a normal boat, but just remember, that boat's big. When I pull it out of gear, I'm not going in reverse. The boat's sliding forward, so I try to have people wait 20 seconds before they drop down, but even then, if you cast off the bow while I'm sliding, you're going to be going to the stern no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, you got to wait till the boat completely stops to settle in up there.
For sure. Yeah. Or cast and then bring it up before it goes down the rail.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as you can hear, we got a lot of good information being shared. We're only a half hour, 40 minutes into the show, and boy, we've gone over so much stuff. But hey, we got one lucky caller or texter is going to win $250 gift card on the Polaris Supreme out of Seaforth, plus two tickets to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show. When we come back, you can listen to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's Kalsar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all Kalsar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new Kalsar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's Kalsar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great show today with Ali Arp on the Polaris Supreme. It looks like we got a Brian Warrior on the line.
Ready for the catch report.
Catch report.
All right. Sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Your place to fill up your car, truck, or boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And today, you need that lowest gas price for sure. No doubt about it. Did you know Summit also is a place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, too. Ice, nearly half the price of other places at $3.99 for 25-pound bag, not 20 pounds, 25 pounds. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill, too. And the best car wash in town for just $6. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
Pick me up, Brian. Oh, I got to bring the there we go. Now we got Brian. Good
there
morning.
There we go. You got me?
Got you now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Morning.
I had to bring up the
morning.
There we go.
Gotcha.
Hey, good. Sorry, my voice is toast here.
I'll bet. You've been at the show every day, haven't you?
It was the show, a little bit of, you know, fighting a little bug, you know, it's going around, that kind of a deal.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Anyways, one of those deals. But, hey, we've had a good week. You can definitely feel that spring vibe in the air up here at Dana Wharf. So water temps still on that 59 to 61 degree range is kind of what we saw all week. So that's been helpful for our, you know, our bass fishing here. Half-day trips have been seeing the bass action on mixed approaches. Some fly line action near the surface, if you can find the right sardine in the bait tank there. So on the high sun days when we had some good water movement, guys have been catching some stuff on that fly line sardine. Sinker setups fished well on some of the more overcast days. Sliding egg sinkers, half ounce to maybe a three-quarter ounce sinker, kind of get their bait mid-water. And then small profiled soft baits, rubber lures, fished on like a light quarter ounce, like ball-style lead head. Or a half-ounce lead head caught some nice calico bass there for those guys. So slow sinking a low-profile rubber lure through the water column did well for the calico bass there. Cut baits and strip baits at the bottom fished well for the sand bass and sculpin. We're still seeing some nice sheephead as well for the guys that are fishing near the bottom of the reef. They're using shrimp and clams for their baits, so some of that's still definitely in play. We got a lot of regulars that like targeting that sheephead. Deep water, seeing some good sculpin fishing still. Just the classic sculpin setups with the rubber lures have really been the best setups for the guys wanting to target that stuff. Some fish on the cut baits like the squid and sardine, but really the rubber lure has been the right deal for that kind of stuff. Our halibut derby, we did have a boat fish Friday. They had five legal fish. I think the biggest one was a 12-pounder. Still no real big giant size to this stuff, but, you know, majority of the fish are in that 5 to 8 pound range, and that fish has been in relatively shallow, like inside of 10 fathom. To maybe 25 feet of water has kind of been the sweet spot for those guys fishing that stuff. So that's been real nice to see as well. So, you know, we're looking at some good sunshine this week. There's a little bit of wind in the forecast a day or two. So if you want to fish with us, you know, take a look at the weather model, pick your day accordingly. But the weather does look nice. And like I said, you know, the vibe's in the air, everything's setting up right, and we'd love to get you out here with us. So if you want to hop on a trip, our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always link us through the Let's Talk Hookup site there. Check us out at danawharf.com and book online from there.
Yeah, and of course, you are one of Aliar's trainees back in the day, right?
Oh, man, we had some fun times.
Oh, yeah.
We could tell stories for 2 hours easily of fun times that we've had. So, yeah, it's fun to see Al do all of his good stuff. And, yeah, I still haven't had a chance to get out there with him, but maybe this will be the year that I'll make a trip.
Hope so.
Better get there, yeah. And you're... Booth will be manned. Are you going to be back in the booth?
No, I'm done with the show. I tap.
Three and done.
But Dana Wharf will have people in the booth up there, too. All right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you come by the booth. We got some half-day tickets on sale. Normally, they're $70. You can buy them at the show for $45.
Whoa, wow.
And roll by the booth wearing a Dana Wharf T-shirt, and they'll give you one of our new promo shirts. They're just straight hand it to you there at the booth. So stop by there. They got some cool stuff going on as well.
So if you're wearing a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing T-shirt, you'll get another one for free if you roll by the booth.
Right. Yep.
Sweet.
Swing by.
Good deal. And isn't today the Festival of the Whales?
Yeah, whale festivals. It's going on this weekend. So they saw some nice fin whales. I think they saw lots of dolphins and stuff yesterday. I think they did see a couple gray whales as well. But, yeah, the whale watching has been really, really good. I know they saw 13 gray whales. I think it was on Friday. So,
nice.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for something to do in the Dana Point area, slide on down. We got that going on as well.
All right. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great show. See you, Aliar.
See you, Woolley.
Yeah, great show. Hey, and that was sponsored by Hands and Knives. Don and the Hands and Knives crew will be at the PCS show in the Costa Mesa building right behind the Let's Talk Hookup booth in booth 535. And Hands and Knives makers will be in the booth, too, along with their full line of fillet knives and hunting and military and the one-of-a-kind custom knives, all special show prices. Go see the crew at Hands and Knives in the booth at 535 in the Costa Mesa show.
Yeah, and I can tell you, last day of the show today, I know Don will make you deal on a knife. Like, if you've been eyeing a knife and go by the Hands and Knife booth, go by last day. He probably doesn't want to pack it home. Just say, hey, last day of the show, there are some beautiful knives in that Hands and Knife. Go check it out.
Yeah, and they have the Fish Pro series in there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, the ones that the professionals really do use in cleaning our fish.
Yeah, they're really, really something.
Yeah, those are awesome.
All right. You have a great text, huh?
Hang on one second.
We're still working on our phones. Stand by. Keep trying, though, if you
Robert in Canyon Country tried to call in, and we're still having a little problem with the phone lines. But his question was actually, hey, thanks, Wayne, for all the hard work for CCA. I heard a rumor that California salmon season is going to open this spring. Do you know the date and details? Thanks. And thanks to Aliar for a great trip last year. Robert in Canyon Country, Pacific Fisheries Management Council, is actually going on right now up in Seattle through this weekend. And those conversations on salmon are happening right now. And I have not seen any decisions being made because I'm at the show. But this is that timing where they all negotiate what those limits and seasons are going to be. The rumor is that we will be having the season like we did last year. Whether or not they expand it or give us more time on the water or quota, I don't know. Again, I'm waiting for the decisions to be made. But thanks for the text here.
Cool.
So possible. We don't know for sure.
I think we're going to have a salmon season. I just don't know
how. They had such a good return last year. That
yeah, but we did catch a lot in those two-day seasons that we had.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fish. And the question right now is, are they going to open up fresh water? Right? Because we had ocean season, but we didn't have the fresh water.
The rivers.
But we're looking at good returns, and we're looking at good numbers. Yeah. The hatchery fish.
Good water flows.
Water flow because we had rain this year. We have the runoff going on. Everything
is looking
good, like it's being rebuilt, the seasons are happening, but they just have to be very conservative in the approach of release and opening.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have another one from Dan in Mission Lakes here. He says, good morning, great show. My question is, I fished many trips with the Riddler, who is Tommy Rothery, so does the Polaris Spring still have the lounge on the boat?
No, we kind of changed it. We made it a table so we could do more seating for the dinner.
Nice.
So we could
do like a one seating kind of thing.
Yeah, do if the people want, we could do one call and everybody can sit down and eat dinner.
Yeah, that's cool. But it's still
It's a big table. It's a super big table, comfortable.
Super comfortable. So you can seat all 24 passengers at once for dinner.
Yeah, for pretty close.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's a big. Nice. When we took the lounge out and put the big table, you can fit like 8 people there if you wanted to.
What other changes did you do since you took over the Polaris?
We put new engines in the boat, new generators. We redid the whole galley, cushions, wallpaper, the heads. We put 2 new sonars in the boat. We got rid of all.
Wow.
As soon as we took the boat over, we had to get rid of all the electronics. It was way, way
antiquated.
Yeah, I'd never even. They're way older than me.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, we put a.
So you put
a lot.
2 sonars in.
Yeah, you gotta Yeah, you got to have 2 for us. You know, you lose one on an 8-day trip. You want to drop another dome right away. You don't want to could be in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot to the boat. A lot.
And then you had the safety
new engines
too,
alone and new generators.
Yeah, they have the new escape hatches for the Coast Guard.
Yeah, we grinded all the compartments, painted all the compartments. The compartments weren't painted. The engine room wasn't painted. We did a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. So here's a question that comes up with all the captains, every captain. Your electronics or your binos, which is more important?
It's a really good question. For me, it's 100% sonar because your binoculars are only as good as the person using them. You know what I mean? Just because you have a pair of $5,000 binoculars does not mean you're going to see any fish. You could be up there sleeping. You could be, you know what I mean? So for
Miss
me...
It.
Yeah, I have both, but if I didn't have a sonar, we wouldn't be catching any fish at night.
Yeah.
You know.
That's crazy. Yeah, you don't use the binos at night.
No, I'm just glassing other boats to see what they're catching.
Yeah. So I want to mention last day of the PCS show today, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So get there and enjoy it. I want to be sure to go by and see Wayne and Tommy P. And Dave will be there today. Dan will be there today. I'll be down there. I'll be in the booth today. Go by and see our booth and donate to that Rollo fundraiser. It's going great. You have a chance to win a Talica 20, the new A-Series Talica, I might add, and a pair of Costa sunglasses, a Torium 20,
HGA.
And then a 2-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. A $10 ticket gets you in the running. We have a special deal if you buy $100 worth.
20 tickets.
Don't forget, you get 20 for
$100.
$2,400. And maybe a special prize, too. Yeah.
While supplies last.
Yeah, while supplies last. So all that money, 100%, goes to taking kids fishing. Yep. Goes to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
And then after you get done with us, you know, we got Haida Gwaii at Valerie next door on the one side, and we have MC Swim Bait with Corey and the team on the other side of us. And then right outside the doors is the Rollo Wheel. You go spin that and even raise even more money for Rollo.
Yeah,
for taking kids fishing.
Join CCA, get in the Star Tournament, you get $25 gift card, right?
Off a $40 entry.
Yeah,
off a $40 entry. Gift card for every entry.
Talk about binoculars. Baker Marine is there with a great deal.
Yep.
They're in the hangar building.
Correct.
Right across from Johnson Hicks and all the electronics and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, right on that aisle.
Get a great deal. You get a great discount. And then also the Seakeeper guys, they have that teeter-totter. You can actually see how that Seakeeper works, and also the Seakeeper ride system on it.
Yeah, and then the Shimano booth.
Shimano booth is amazing. You can go pull it on a rail rod. You can go see that new Talica 40.
Yep.
The new Ledge Runners. All the Osea Poppers, they have all their pros there. Yeah, and a lot of their marketing staff, too. Super. There's so much to see.
There's so many seminars, and the seminars are full.
Yeah.
But the information being shared is just fantastic.
Unbelievable. And it's a full day today, 10 to 5. I might add, too, go by and see Katmai Lodge. They have two spots open on our July trip, our July 15th through 22 trip that myself and Tommy P are going on.
Wow.
And it's going to be fantastic trip. I can't wait to go back to Katmai. That trip's been sold out for a year. So if you want to go, two people got ill, unfortunately, and had to drop out. So you want to go by, see the Katmai Lodge people. And then also Valerie at Haida Gwaii on Corey's trip has a couple spots open. So go by and see Valerie and grab those spots.
So as you can hear, we got a great show going on with Aliar from the Flair Supreme, plus the PCS show going on. But while you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.